Appreciate his time on New Year's Day. Mark Rudin joins us from Western United. He is the coach, the stroke manager. Mark, appreciate your time. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too.
It's a big game for you. It's a big game for City because the clutter of teams, isn't it, behind you, and you've played 12 games and Adelaide have only played the 10, and there's a couple of game teams below you that have only played 11. You've really got to get some breathing space. I know it's still a long way to go in the season, but these are the 50-50 games that you would be imploring on your players that you need to get maximum points.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I never go and tell my players to go out there and win three, you know, get 3 points. It's always about the process, as far as I'm concerned. And as long as the players are playing out, in a disciplined fashion in terms of their roles and responsibilities, you know, the scoreboard tends to look after itself. So I never tell the players to must win, to must 3 points. But I think the players are smart enough as well to understand, as you mentioned, the clutter of teams behind us and around us as well. You know, points are off the premium in this competition. It's as tight as it's ever been in the history of the competition, taking away Sydney FC, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it certainly is a big game for us. You know, we know that they're coming off the back of two losses themselves. And, you know, particularly watching last week, you know, 1-0 up and then against 10 men, and they weren't able to break them down and get another goal. It tells us a lot about you know, what we can do and gives us confidence in our game plan as well. So it's a big game. Two teams from Melbourne. So, it's a huge game for us. And the players want a response after Saturday's result. Now, I thought our performance on Saturday was much better than it was the 3 weeks prior, where we picked up 7 points out of 9. But we certainly need to improve.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming off that loss to Wellington Phoenix 3-1. But it is, as you mentioned, Sydney FC are a class above on the table at the moment. But it isn't anywhere, anytime, any team results at the moment. If you'd said to your team or your group or your supporters who are listening right now, we'd finish the year 2019 in the top four, launching into the back half of the season and the new season of new year of 2020, would you take it?
Without a shadow of a doubt. That goes without saying. And, you know, we are a new football club and, you know, new supporter base. And, you know, we want to grow this football club and improve all the time. And, you know, to think at the start of the year, you know, we have to find a training base and we have to fill our roster of 23 players and you know, the players to buy into a culture that we've created as well. And then a system of play that a lot of players hadn't played before. You know, it takes time. It takes a lot of time. You know, we're under no illusion as to, you know, just how big a challenge it was for us this year. I mean, going forward, we want to continue to improve and grow. But, yeah, look, if you were to say to me we'll be in the top four at the end of the year, the 2019 year anyway, I would have almost laughed at you at the start of the season because it was more about building and people understanding, you know, what our culture and our identity is. And then obviously growing the club and the fan base, it hasn't been easy. You know, we've moved from Geelong to Ballarat, but that's part of our football club. We want to bring the game out to the west as much as possible and help improve and grow. But on the field, obviously, success is always important. But, I didn't think we'd have as many points and fit where we are, I will be honest with you.
Rivalry. You obviously, when you've got three teams in Melbourne for predominantly, and you've got your city-based teams in Melbourne, Victory and Melbourne City, and as you said, you've had your Geelong experience and now your Ballarat experience for Western United. Is there bona fide rivalry, and are you feeling like you're getting fantastic support? And do you think you're attracting new supporters to the club each and every week?
Yeah, we certainly think that we're attracting new supporters. To get almost 6,000 in Ballarat, in testing conditions, you know, 37 degree heat, and we heard them loud and clear, and they were fantastic for us. You know, we are looking to improve and to grow. You know, we aren't a ready-made football club, and it takes time. You know, our supporter base, once they understand our cultural values and our identity as a football club, we want them to be attached to that club, you know, for a very, very long time. We're the new kids in the block. We understand that completely. We have a lot of respect for Melbourne Victory and Melbourne City because they've been in the competition a lot longer than us. So it is going to take time, to build that rivalry. Perhaps we've got one a bit more with Melbourne Victory than we do with Melbourne City. Perhaps after, you know, that first game when we're down 2-0 and ended up beating 3-2 in their own in their own house, the first time in history that Victory have lost, being two goals up at home, and then obviously beating them again 3-1 at home. But, we did lose to City at home as well, and it's something that we need to rectify. They are a very, very good side and a dangerous side, but we still are finding our feet in the competition. Like I said, we respect both the Melbourne clubs and with a new kid in the block, but we certainly want to play our part going forward in the competition and be a huge role for both those teams.
No doubt about that. Last one for you before we let you go. We've got breaking news on the way. What do you need right now in your team, whether it be a player to lift, and you're probably not going to declare that player, a player or a part of the game that's not quite gelling at the moment? What's the one part that you can share with your listeners, Mark, in regards to what United have to do to be an absolute force in this competition going into 2020?
Oh, look, I won't lie to you. You know, two stoppers went down on the weekend, so we are looking for reinforcements in that area, but... You know, I guess it's just being, you know, more potent in both boxes, you know, defending better and obviously attacking better. I think if we can rectify those two areas and be more ruthless, I think that's probably the biggest thing that I'd like to see from our team going forward.
Happy New Year. Well done. It is exciting to have a new team in any franchise. We've got one in the A-League. We've got one in basketball and the NBL as well. And I think there's a lot of support for Western United, and you're doing a great job at the helm. Happy New Year to you, and thanks for joining us on the show today.
Same to you, Tim. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, good on Mark Rudin, of course. And don't forget, for online shopping, head to wufc.com.au for all your latest United merch. The merchandise has been incredibly popular, and love seeing the colours out and about.